You are now entering Deadland. Do you have what it takes to survive the end of the world? In the zombie apocalypse, the walking dead are the least of your worries. Welcome to Deadland, the heart-pounding audio drama that pits a small group of survivors against a world gone mad. Led by Nicole Bennett, their only hope is a distant secret government sanctuary in the Colorado mountains. But the 1,000-mile journey across the treacherous Deadlands will reveal a terrifying truth. The human cost of survival is far more dangerous than any infected horde. Every decision is a matter of life or unlife. Every stranger is a potential killer. Every breath is a privilege. Get ready for an immersive soundscape of terror and hope. Will Nicole and her group make it to the safe zone, or will they become another meal for the hungry masses? Subscribe to Deadland on Apple Podcasts, Audible, or wherever you get your audio drama fix. The dead are walking, and your journey starts now.
Were you going to talk about your thing, or we're not going to talk about your thing?
Yeah. Now, speaking of Truffle Shuffle, I have to shout out to Emmy. She has a doormat, and forgive me if I get it wrong, but it's a doormat that says something like, to enter, you have to do the Truffle Shuffle or something. So it's really... But anyway, what I was going to ask is, like, every time we meet, if there's a movie we've seen, and if you want to discuss it for, like, 5 minutes...
Yeah, you give your fast, like... And where sometimes I'll go on Twitter and I'll say, you know, micro review, and I'll just either say Paskins
like,
or regular.
All right, for instance.
Non-spoiler type of review.
Yeah.
For instance, like, I finally saw Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Mm. What'd you think of that one?
Yeah.
I liked it. It was better than I thought it was going to be. However, there was one scene that did not compare. If that was their musical scene, the wedding, I did not like that. Yeah. They compared it to the dinner scene in the first one.
Right.
Right.
You didn't see Beetlejuice. Watch it. But I can't remember where I watched it. It was free. It was like on Netflix or something.
You didn't like Beetlejuice? The first
I liked
one?
The first one, but...
You just weren't interested in the second?
No, I mean, I don't know. I guess not enough to watch it because I haven't and I don't really care.
No. So have y'all seen it then?
Yes. I think we paid for it at home. I think so. I wouldn't.
Well,
go to
it's free now on one of the streaming services because I watch.
Yeah, I think it was on HBO. Might be on Hulu. What'd you think, Chris?
Maybe it was Hulu.
I was disappointed, and I paid for it in the theater. Unfortunately, but I say unfortunately, that's how I'm going to go see most movies, I guess, if I can. But I was disappointed. Granted, I'm not a huge Beetlejuice fan to begin with. I like Edward Scissorhands better than Beetlejuice.
That's Burton?
Yeah. And his movies are very hit or miss with me. Like some of them are really good and some of them are like, whoa, that's just too much. But
he always has a tone about his movies that I'm not really into, like the
right.
I don't know.
But I was disappointed. There's parts I liked, but I guess I feel like Beetlejuice in the second one, he was less scary and kind of he was nicer than he was the first time. It's like they toned him down for some reason, which okay, I guess as you get older you can get nicer, but like he didn't do anything either.
He
wasn't driving the plot to me. Like it was everybody else, and that kind of annoyed me.
Well, in the first one back in the day, I mean, he was offensive.
Yeah, right. And it's like, and I guess with society maybe they
can't be offensive now,
right? I guess so. That was disappointing, but because even in the previews it led me to believe like he had him. In the previous, he's got him sitting down. He's got Winona Ryder's character. I can't remember her name all of a sudden. And then the...
Lydia.
Yeah, thank you. Lydia, and then the other person. And he's acting like he's their counselor. And he's like, all right, who wants to, go first? All right. And I don't remember exactly how the scene goes, but I know he opens up and all his guts, like, spill out.
Yeah.
And he goes, see, I'm willing to do the work. You know what I mean? So they're like, that felt like the same vibe to me. And I thought, and that was kind of gross. So I thought from the preview, I was like, all right, cool. He's going to be in here going, nice fucking model, honk honk, and all that bullshit from the first one. And
he was
like toned down Beetlejuice. Yeah. Well, the cartoon from the 90s was probably, he was probably more harsh in that than he was in this. And it was just disappointing to me.
Well, what I did like though about it was that they actually had the same people.
Yes, that was cool.
And
as much as they possibly could.
And how they addressed the father who had died, that was very clever.
Yes, agree with that. That was good.
Okay.
He was attacked by a shark.
I remember.
So he didn't have a head. So he's just walking around.
It's cool. I mean, I like the Soul Train.
Like, I wish they put more, as much effort they put into getting around that issue as they did in some of the other.
Yeah, stuff. Sure.
I remember thinking when it was over, I was glad I didn't pay for this at the theater.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't want, you know, if we do this, I didn't want any spoilers since it is a fairly new movie. But there's a big twist that I did not see coming.
Yep. No. If we're talking about the same one, same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah. That was well done because I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't see that. But anyway, it was better than I thought from people who had told me they had seen it already.
Yep.
Maybe that's why I liked it better than I thought I would.
Yep.
If that makes sense.
I would recommend watching the first Beetlejuice again.
Yeah.
Instead of watching Beetlejuice, yeah. Watch Beetlejuice. And be fine.
Yeah, okay. I think if you're a big Beetlejuice fan, I think you have to check out the sequel for sure. But
it's not bad.
If you can take it or leave it, then yeah, it's, you know.
So, Philip, that's up to you if you want to watch it or not.
There you go.
Well, what would you say? Would you say recommend, pass, consider for Beetlejuice? I would say wait till it's in the discount bin.
Yeah.
Well, I waited till it was free.
Till it was free.
Yeah.
That'd be a pass.
Well, if it's free.
I feel like if you're a Beetlejuice fan, then maybe hard to pass, but like, I don't, like I said, I'm not a big Beetlejuice fan. We watched it anyways, but that's because I guess
if you haven't seen the first one, I don't know that you'd want to see
the. You wouldn't know what the hell's going on.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what is going on? Yeah. I don't know. That one's kind of tricky.
Okay.
Overall, I guess it'd probably be a pass, but like I said, if you're a Beetlejuice fan or just diehard Tim Burton fan, you got to check it out.
Yeah.
I love some of his stuff. Like Sleepy Hollow is probably one of my favorite of his.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
You do like Mars Attacks? I like Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks is fine.
That's probably the only one I watch it repeatedly.
Right. Yeah, I'm not allowed to watch Mars Attacks more than once or twice. My wife will.
I saw a video of one of those like Comic-Con. And someone had one of those outfits walking around going, okay. Oh my God.
Love that movie's great.
No. All right. Well, is there another movie anybody
saw? I watched 28 Days Later, and
28 Days Later?
Yeah, the first one.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
There's three.
And
now.
You'd never seen it before?
No, I have. I own it.
You just rewatched it. Gotcha.
Because I remember
getting ready
being one of like the first movies where they had, wasn't necessarily undead, it was Rage Virus, and they were fast. Anyway, so I know 28 Years Later is coming out, and so I thought, well, I watched 28 Days and maybe 28 Weeks. I haven't watched 28 Weeks yet, but...
Oh, God, there's...
To me...
There's three.
Yeah.
This is the third one coming out?
Yeah. To me, it didn't hold up. Like, it was okay, but I watched it again, and it's like, okay, zombies, and then a hard right turn into these guys wanting women.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And okay, well, I guess you got to do something in Zombieland, but to me, all of a sudden, that became the threat, not the zombies, you know?
Right.
Anyway, plus, it was good. I like it still. But it didn't hold up in my memory as well as I saw it when I thought I saw it the first time. So
that's the review so far of this newest one.
Yeah.
28 Years Later is zombies. Good. Fine. Hard right turn. What the hell?
Yeah.
Like that's non spoiler reviews on Twitter. That's what I'm seeing is this third act is what the hell?
Yeah. It's not out yet.
I think it's.
I've seen reviews. I haven't read them yet.
I feel like it came out this weekend. I might be wrong.
Because Rotten Tomatoes had reviews out.
If it's out, it just came out.
We're recording this at the end of June, so
yeah.
For reference.
And okay, so I love zombie movies. Even bad zombie movies, I'll watch.
Oh,
but that's the problem. I think sometimes you run into with zombie movies. Okay, you've got zombies, and you think that's the threat, and then that's good for a couple of good fun and games. But what do? You just constantly have zombie attacks? No. So to me, I've always approached a good zombie movie, or even if I'm writing a story, I focus on the characters who happen to be in Zombieland.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that the threat is always there, but it's almost crazy to say in a zombie story, the zombies are not the primary focus. That's the world.
Right.
And so it was always easier for me to have characters that are going through something who happen to be in Zombieland, and then the zombies will interject from time to time.
Yeah, so you make it, earlier I felt like y'all were saying, making the hard rights like negative, right? They sounded negative to me, like y'all were, and maybe it's the direction of like whatever that hard right is, because that can be a lot of different things. But like you, like now what you're saying is make it sounds like the zombies aren't enough, right? Because that can get, just like explosion in an action movie, it can get old, right? So you need more, and to your point, if it's characters you care about and you got these you know, in-depth characters, and you got this bad guy that's doing some nefarious stuff for whatever reason in Zombieland, right? Then that's inherently more interesting, right?
Because absolutely. In 28 Days Later, okay, they're struggling against the zombies. Okay, fine. They hear about the survival place that's a safe haven, and then they go there, and then it turns out that the people there just want to lure women. There's no so that has nothing to do with who these characters are necessarily. Like, they don't have a goal to get to a safe haven, but then they get there and then there's a whole nother goal to survive these guys, not even the zombies anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no story goal that takes place in Zombieland. They're surviving zombies. They get there. Now they got to survive the bad guys. And to me, that was some of the problem with The Walking Dead. Like, it's the bad guy of the season, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
And it got, in my opinion, it got progressively more ridiculous. Once the guy with the lions or tigers came out, I was like, okay, I'm done. I didn't even watch that season.
Yeah, that was right about the time I gave up.
Yeah, I was like, okay, now zombies aren't enough, so you got to have a guy who has lions on chains and my God, okay.
Yeah, I think he was an actor, zookeeper, something.
That was after I bailed on it when they killed Glenn. But then I thought, well, I'm a zombie fan. I need to go back. Okay, I'm over it. Let's go. I saw the guy. I'm like, no, I'm out.
And the show's still on? Yeah. Right. I know it's got a bunch of spinoffs now, but so the original story is done, but
I don't know.
Spinoffs?
I think
there's in there like a Daryl spinoff, and then there's one with was it Maggie and
Negan? They go to New York, and I was very tempted to watch that.
Yeah,
but okay, here's Maggie, which this is a betrayal to the character and everything.
Yeah, to be with Negan.
To be with Negan. What world is this? Okay.
Well, it's in the zombie apocalypse.
Okay. Right? Well. Yeah, okay. But there's no world. There's no world where someone kills your wife and now you're hanging out with them. No world where that happens.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
That is not forgivable. No.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. John Wick wouldn't be cool in that world. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
So they got ridiculous because the zombies weren't enough, and they.
Yeah, that's interesting. I feel like there's some zombie movies. Granted, they're not whole series, right? You got to have way more legs for a series, obviously. But like a Zombieland, y'all keep me honest, but Zombieland. Right. There was the girls playing tricks and all that stuff, but it was kind of lighthearted. They weren't really the zombies were the bad guys in Zombieland. I don't remember the second one, maybe, but the first one they were right.
Yeah.
So there's other movies like that where the zombies are the main threat and stay the main threat the whole time. And it worked. You don't need any right turns. You don't need any. So it's just interesting. I'm not saying right turns are bad.
But they also had the some neat features like the rules and. People meeting, but once they meet up,
well, because it's a clever zombie movie, right? It's not just zombies eating people. Yeah, you got to have, yeah, right.
But
you gotta have stuff.
The goal is for them to find a new family. Because at the end, he even talks about, you know, the people you find are become your family or something like that.
Right. Well, it's like you always say, like what happens in the story, and then what is it about? It's about them finding a family.
It's about them finding a family, and it happens to be in Zombieland. Right. That's why it works. And I think The Walking Dead started getting driven by money because at some point the characters grow and, okay, move into a different place. And maybe if you want to take them from there to a different place, okay, fine. But you can't just have them struggle for season after season because it becomes ridiculous. You have to constantly up the ridiculousness. And when the guy with the lions, oh my God, what is this? So I checked out. I mean... You know, and I love zombies and Zombieland. Like the season one, I think if it ended after that, I'd probably been fine. Mm. You know, Walking Rick Dead. And right after and all that. I can't remember how season one ended, but well, season one or two, it should have been done.
Yeah, I didn't see much of it, but
yeah.
Well, do you plan to see this new movie coming out?
I probably won't see it in the theater. Maybe I will, but I can't imagine.
I'm not going with you.
You know. Right. Anyway, so as far as 28 Days Later, I would have given it a recommend, but now it's a consider. It has dropped to a consider as opposed to...
Well, I don't remember it. I'm sure I saw it, but so I don't remember.
Well, it's got a hell of a fan base, so if anybody's out there that is trying to
let
us know that we're wrong,
speak
up about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because I remember seeing it the first time and thinking it was amazing. And then this time I'm like, yeah, maybe the first half is okay.
Wait a minute. Is this the one? Are they in the mall?
No.
Okay.
It takes place in England.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
Right. Super skinny. One Did of his they go to movies.
An island?
No, that's
okay.
What you're thinking of is it's either I think it's Day of the Dead remake.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've sat,
which is actually a very good movie.
I've walked through the room with you watching some of these movies, and I don't know all of them.
There was a zombie movie. I think there's two versions. There's an American version and an Oriental version. Alone, I think. #alone or #. It's about a guy. I've seen both versions, and they're both good. A guy in a zombie apocalypse, and he basically trapped in his apartment, and he is alone. And then he discovers there's a girl in the apartment across the quad from him, and they wind up meeting and trying to survive and help each other. It's focused on their characters,
right,
in Zombieland, you know, and so the fun and games and everything are very cool. But
Warm Bodies was another one that I enjoyed.
Yeah, that was
zombie.
Cool.
But,
yeah.
But again, it's different because it's from the point of view of the zombie, and it's,
yes, yeah, which is a neat
and about human connection.
And
yeah,
if we ever do musicals, my out is Anna versus the Apocalypse, which is a zombie musical, but but it is good. It's a good movie, and the songs are actually fairly catchy.
Yeah. I got a list.
We talked about that one before, I think, and I had mentioned that I didn't realize it was a musical till I was over halfway in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are they singing so damn much?
Yeah. But it's a good It's a good story. I like Anna versus the Apocalypse.
That's nicer than
Fido is another one. Fido is unique.
Comes out of my mouth, James. Anytime I try to know what I'm getting into with a musical. Mm. But yeah, there was. For somehow, I think the last one was Wonka. I don't know why. There's a lot of singing in the original.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
started up Wonka, went to the theater. I was like, yeah, that looks all right. And didn't realize it was a musical. Like 2 minutes in, the guy's singing. I'm like, fuck me. What did I get into?
Yeah.
I actually really liked it quite a bit.
That's why I didn't see the Wizard of Oz movie, the Wicked movie.
Yeah.
I read the book and it was good. We own the movie, but.
The story sounds fantastic.
We got it cheap on like $4 or something.
For what?
Good.
Or maybe the audiobook. No, the audiobook.
Talking about Wicked?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I want to see it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. But it's a musical. Like, it's a hardcore musical with Ariana Grande. Like,
yeah.
No.
For sure.
My eardrums are going to be bleeding as I leave there.
Stacy and my stepmom, they watched Wicked while we watched The Postman. So
yeah.
And I could hear it through the walls, you know. I was like,
yeah, that's what I mean. Like, not Ariana Grande's voice. I mean, like, they mix it to where it's so damn loud.
Oh, yeah, you can tell it's musical.
Yeah. There are only, like, two bona fide musicals I like. One is called Into the Woods, which is actually extremely clever.
Yeah, that's the one.
And
I will.
And Les Mis, I like the story and the music.
I haven't seen either one of those. I know what you're talking about, but I haven't.
But as far as movies, there are only two, probably Anna vs. the Apocalypse and The Blues Brothers are the only musicals that I repeatedly watch and enjoy.
I think Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
For me.
Susan Sarandon is super hot in that movie.
What about The Sound of Music?
No. All right, we got to get on to these movies.
Okay. All right. So next time. I guess, would it work out good if, like, we're reviewing their movies, and then this week we did the short take of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
what we just did, what we talked. So next time, if we pick the two movies, then they can discuss whatever movies.
If that's how you
want
to do it,
okay?
Unless you guys have a spot movie you want to do real quick. You know,
I guess you can see the time, right? Like, how long did we?
22 minutes we've been talking, but that's.
For both of them?
From the beginning, yeah. So that wasn't entirely the...
No, you're right.
I was just curious about, you know, how much time do we take up on this new thing.
Stuff.
But I do like it.
Well, I mean, that way...
Well, I'll cut... I'll start the...
Can I finish? Can I finish? No, that way you can release an episode that we go into detail, and then the off week...
I always do bonus, yeah.
You do the bonus. And then the next week we do a movie you know, that way it's every week instead of...
Well, I've gone to once a month because it's been hard for us to get together.
Okay.
So we're good through August right now, if we go once a month. But I've put bonus stuff out there, too, so it's not completely a whole month before.
Well, that way, I think it might draw someone's eye if we're discussing, you're talking, what is it, 28 years or whatever?
It's coming out, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's out. Anyway.
Yeah, lots of bonus stuff is always good.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
All right, so... We're ready to begin the actual... Okay, so what movie are we going to do first?
I watched True Romance, the most recent.
Okay.
So that would be my vote.
True Romance first?
I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, good. All right. We'll start in a second. I love both these movies. One is structured nearly perfect, and the other is not.
I wonder which one could be which. I don't know.
Anyway.
What a surprise.
But, you going to do the intro?
Yes. As a side note, that did not affect my enjoyment of the movie. So while we focus heavy on structure, which I believe is very important, the movie that is not structured well does have a structure that it follows, but it is not organized. It's not beat by beat. Once it gets you into its structure, it stays there throughout the movie. Mm. And so solid structure, as we discuss it, I don't think is necessary for the enjoyment factor, because I really love both these movies and I've watched them repeatedly and will watch them again. But one is tight and the other is loose, very loose in the way that we interpret these movies. Anyway, we can get into that.
So stay tuned to see which is which.
Sure. All right. Let's do the intro or whatever. And then Sherry will do her thing and then we'll start. Yeah.